Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. As I always say, welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. It's awfully nice to have you with us. And we're excited today because Agnes Chow is back with us today. She's an amazing transformational life coach who helps people in so many different aspects of their life. And she enjoys helping people, as the way she puts it, tap into their divine intelligence to live the very best life possible and to create happiness from within. As a lifelong learner, she has applied her corporate experience. You know, she was in the aerospace engineering world. She is a very bright lady, to say the least. Anyway, she uses that experience and her training in various life transformation modalities to help clients succeed really in virtually all aspects of their life, getting to the root of the problems that they have quickly and helping clients identify the really most effective path forward. That's her specialty. She also knows a lot about Psych-K, to unite your conscious and subconscious thoughts in a really empowering way. A lot of people do not know what Psych-K is, and we're going to explain it a little bit again today. Of course, we talk about that. Agnes has been with us many times now, and we're continuing a special series with her today. She's based in Phoenix, Arizona, where it's a beautiful day. And, you know, it's always beautiful in Phoenix. In any event, it's a delight to have Agnes back with us. Agnes Chow is her name. If you want to follow along, by the way, or learn more about Agnes as we go along, let me give you her website. It's Agnes Chow, which is Chau, LLC. That's her email. I'm giving you the wrong place. AgnesChowLLC.com. That's it. AgnesChowLLC.com. Great website. Look it up. And you can have an actual image of what Agnes does as you hear her talk. Agnes, welcome. Nice to have you back with us today. I'm excited you're here. How are you?
Thank you, Doug. I'm excited to be here.
Well, that makes two of us. It's funny. Agnes just told me she's got to speak on Saturday, and she has to make a one-minute speech. And I said, you know, that is really hard. It's hard to do a one-minute speech. You have to have your subject really down pat, right? That's very interesting that you're going to do that. Who are you talking to on Saturday?
Yes, on Saturday I am talking to the National Speakers Association Arizona chapter.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Have you done this before, or is this a new thing for you, first time for you?
This will be the second month that I have been a member, and okay. I'm super excited to talk with this group.
Well, I think that's great. I think it's time you do that, because you do really great work, really good work. And you can explain to the people in this group what all you do and how you help people. You know, the series that we've been doing with you is really pretty fascinating. I've learned a lot. And we have a subject matter that we want to talk about today, which is something that I think bothers a lot of people, and that is how to overcome limiting beliefs. People want to do things, but they and their own beliefs hold them back. That's really a little bit about what this is. It's about overcoming limiting beliefs. What do you have to say about that? How can you help people who are troubled about their limiting beliefs and what you can do to help them keep from being held back by that? What are your thoughts on the subject?
Yes, thank you, Doug. Limiting beliefs are conscious or unconscious conditioning or programming that keep us from being or doing all that we can. You know, conditions, whether they're physical, mental, emotional, and situations, are based on belief systems and mostly subconscious. And most subconscious beliefs are formed at an early age and really intended to protect us. So it's important to be aware of the limiting beliefs and start questioning what they are about and if they still serve us. And there are different methods to go about how to overcome the limiting beliefs. And I've actually written an article about this as well.
Are we talking about people who are having limiting beliefs? They don't have confidence enough in themselves to go on and do what they want to do or would like to do or trying to do because it's their own inner thoughts that are holding them back? Is a lack of confidence part of this problem or not? Or is that a whole different ballgame?
So a lack of confidence could be holding people back with respect to limiting beliefs. In other arenas, they may have a lot of confidence. However, there's a subconscious element of not feeling worthy of success. And that could stem from early childhood, not getting enough attention. And there could also be other factors as well. And everything from people experiencing trauma and feeling limited in their lives and not being able to move forward as a result of stressful events or trauma.
You mentioned an article. Was this the topic you wrote for Brains Magazine in a recent article? Would that be it?
Yes. So I've written an article called The ABCs to Overcoming Limiting Beliefs that can be accessed through my website. And the article talks about how I had dislocated my shoulder and how I went about to restore the full well-being of my shoulder through natural methods. And the article covers the ABCs of recognizing limiting beliefs and the ABCs to overcoming limiting beliefs.
Well, then let's talk a little bit about it. What would the A be? The ABCs of empowerment, I guess A stands for something. What would that be?
Yes. The A stands for awareness that a limiting belief exists. And this is where we can ask, what is my current state? That is, what am I focused on? What is my language? What is my physiology, my posture with respect to the limiting belief? And then asking, what is my desired state without that limiting belief? And then the B stands for beliefs. This is where we question our beliefs with and without the limiting belief. So this is where we want to ask, what do I want to focus on instead? And I talk about using the 5 W's and 1 H, and they stand for the what, the who, the where, the when, the why, and the how. And
right. This
is where we would ask, you know, who benefits from having this limiting belief? How is this holding me back from achieving my desired goals? And then the C is for challenge. And so I say every challenge is an opportunity in disguise. And it's a matter of recognizing the opportunity, taking actions, and following through.
Well, that sounds very, very interesting indeed. So the article is in Brains Magazine, and if anybody wants to read the whole article, I gather it's available on your website. Would that be right?
Yes, it's on my website, and it's also available on Brains Magazine, the digital version.
Yeah, okay. So, by the way, let me repeat your website again. Agnes Chow, C-H-A-U, LLC.com. Agnes Chow, LLC.com. Let's talk about some of the tools you use to help people shift their energies and beliefs that, you know, they actually end up causing them pain or they limit their achievements. What do you do to help? How do you go about it?
Yes, there are several tools and methods that I use to help people shift energy and beliefs that cause pain or limit people's achievements. These tools and methods tap into heart, mind, and body intelligence. You know, there are several conditions or situations that can cause physical, mental, or emotional pain and limit people's achievements. So I have helped people with memory problems, health problems, relationship problems, and many other conditions and situations. You know, what if there is a way to transform the underlying beliefs and change the conditions or situations in a matter of minutes? Well, there is. And that's by getting to a whole brain state. So to get to a whole brain state means removing any energy blockage from the brain-body system. It means uniting both the left and right hemispheres of the brain and body to align with the conscious mind's goals. There are different methods to get to a whole brain state for any condition or situation. And one of the fastest and sustainable methods is through Psych-K balances. So Psych-K, it's a spiritual process with often physical, mental, and emotional benefits. It's one of the fastest ways to reprogram the subconscious mind to align with the conscious mind's goals with the permission of the superconscious, which is also known as the higher self.
Right.
The subconscious mind, it's like a super power. Well, it's like a supercomputer. It's super powerful, and it operates at 40 million bits of information per second. It's really intended to protect us. And like any supercomputer, it may have a lot of old programs that need to be updated. And the subconscious really only understands the present tense. The conscious mind is operating at 40 bits of information per second, and it's like the keyboard to that supercomputer. So this is why affirmation statements sometimes may not be enough to reprogram that super powerful subconscious mind. And this is where the superconscious, the higher self, gets involved so that we can align with our divine paths on this life journey. So with Psych-K, a client is guided by a facilitator through various postures or movements to get to a whole brain state. And Psych-K does not promise results. Rather, it creates the foundation for accelerated results. And I look at it as really helping us upgrade the human operating system.
You know, it sounds fascinating. I know it's a spiritual process with psychological and often physical benefits, but explain a little bit about how you actually use the process. How, if I were in your office and you were going to use Psych-K on me, what would happen? How do you go about it? How do you explain that?
Yes, so I would facilitate the client. I would facilitate you through muscle testing and through the whole process. So muscle testing is a way to communicate with the subconscious mind. You know, our conscious mind may have certain goal statements. However, our subconscious mind has a mind of its own. And so through muscle testing, which can be done by pressing on your wrist, and where you tighten your shoulder to resist my pressure, then we establish a communication with the subconscious mind, and we understand better what where if there's any stress in the system. If there's stress in the system, that indicates that, which is a weak response, weak and strong, they're really just like GPS telling us to make a left turn or a right turn. So a weak response indicates that there's stress in the system related to a goal statement. And so then with that in mind, then, for example, the goal statement can be, I am worthy of the best that life and love have to offer. Consciously, we may agree with that statement, but subconsciously, we may not. And so it's important to surface what the limiting beliefs are. And then we get permission through the muscle test from the superconscious, the higher self, if it's safe and appropriate to proceed with a Psych-K balance for that goal statement and to align the subconscious with the conscious mind's goals of I am worthy of the best that life and love have to offer. And then by guiding the individual through a series of postures and movements, they can get to a whole brain state. And then they sense a shift happen. And that shift may be very different for different people. However, they will know that there's been a change in state. And sometimes it's an inner knowing. Other times it's an image. It's a sound. It's a feeling. It could be a feeling of calmness. And it's unique to that person's experience, where they will understand that their higher selves engaged in the process to help reprogram the subconscious mind to align with the conscious mind's goals.
Once somebody has gone through this procedure with you, do they walk out feeling different? Feeling
yes.
different than when they came in to you?
Yes, yes. It's almost like an energy blockage has been removed, and they feel like they have an expanded awareness. And they're typically in a much calmer state. And I've received lots of feedback from people that they would feel an immediate positive effect. And then a lot of times I would get responses from people several weeks later to let me know that it's impacted their lives in very positive ways, not just about that particular goal statement, but in other aspects of their lives.
Wow. And obviously, I was asking the question as if, you know, they had come into your office to do this with you. But obviously, you do this on the phone with people. You do this on Zoom and things of that nature, not necessarily in person. Isn't that right?
That's right. That's right. So the sessions can be conducted over the phone, over Zoom, or in person. And I have been trained in Psych-K, several programs, basic advanced, master facilitator, health and well-being programs, and the master facilitator program really honed my skills with respect to conducting sessions remotely. And with respect to certain Psych-K balances, they, like the health and well-being one, it's best done in person. However, most of the Psych-K balances can be done remotely.
Wow, sounds fascinating. Do me a favor. Can you relate a case study to me of someone who came to you, they had limiting beliefs, and how you helped them heal and move forward? How about
yes.
that?
I have many examples, many case studies. I'll share two or three. One is someone who had a limiting belief with respect to money. And this person consciously believes it is okay for me to want money, and I do want it. And also the goal statement, I am compensated well for my creative work. These were statements that this person wanted to align with and was curious whether their subconscious mind agreed with their conscious mind's goal. And goals. And the response from the subconscious after doing muscle tests was a weak response, indicating that there was stress in the system as it related to it's okay for me to want money and I do want it. And the goal statement, I am compensated well for my creative. So his superconscious agreed with the permission that it was safe and appropriate to proceed with the Psych-K balance, and his subconscious agreed with the specific Psych-K modality and guiding him through some whole brain postures and movements within minutes. He told me that he felt like a weight had been removed from his neck, and he sat up taller. And a few weeks later, he told me he had written several chapters for a new book he was working on. So that was super exciting.
So that worked. I mean, obviously, was that after just one session or was it a couple of sessions with you?
It's one session. I really only want to meet with people once for one goal statement or one condition one situation.
Yeah. That's amazing that you get results that quick. Normally, you know, I talk to people, it takes a while to get some real positive results after working with someone like you. but you are a transformational life coach, and I know you help people in a lot of different aspects of their life. I wanted to ask you about, you have a brain health questionnaire that you do with people who come to see you or talk to you. And you can change your brain at any point in your life, I understand. Who would need changing of their brain? How does that help? When do you encounter someone in that condition?
I would say that it does behoove all of us to understand better where we stand with respect to our brain health, because our brain health is mental health, which is overall health. And the brain health questionnaires are based off of Dr. Daniel Amen and the Amen Clinic's work. And it's to help us understand how our thinking and feelings are connected with different parts of our brain. And the positive thing is to know that we can change our thinking and feelings and even improve our memories at any age. And so I encourage people, to better understand how their thinking and feelings are connected with different parts of the brain and to know that you can do something about it. And whether one decides that they want to go through like the Amen Clinic courses to improve different parts of the brain, or one of the things that I do is actually help people with optimizing their brain functions through Psyche balances by getting to that whole brain state. So, for example, if someone has memory problems, we can take a look to see if their prefrontal cortex, which is the CO of their mind, is operating at its optimum. If someone has emotional stability problems, a lot of moodiness, a lot of anger issues, we can check to see if their temporal lobes are operating at their optimum. And if not, we can facilitate a Psyche balance to help somebody get to a whole brain state. And I've experienced and witnessed pretty much immediate results as a result of doing these Psyche balances. With memory problems, I would say I'm the best example, where I have been procrastinating for months. I would read a chapter in a book or a paragraph, and then I would forget what I read. And after I facilitated a Psyche whole brain balance on myself for the goal statement of my prefrontal cortex is operating at its optimum, I was able to study for 3 hours straight when I had been procrastinating for weeks on end. And in another example, there was a couple, the wife was ready to divorce the husband, because after his head injury, where he had been hit on the side of the head, his personality had changed. He became a much angrier person, and this scared her and affected their relationship. And so she was trying to see how she could save her marriage. And through a Psyche balance, we checked to make sure that it was safe and appropriate to proceed, and he had actually completed brain health questionnaires, and we confirmed through the brain health questionnaires as well as the muscle testing that his temporal lobes were not operating at their optimum, and we proceeded to facilitate a series of whole brain postures and movements, and she informed me that the next day he was in a much calmer state. It's been several months since the session, and they're no longer considering divorce, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's a huge help to him. Obviously, what you do has had a major effect on them. You're a transformational coach. And Psyche, obviously, has had, you do a lot of things with that. I know you run many activities and seminars to help people find their power and to grow and achieve. Talk about some of the upcoming ones that you have. I understand there's also a Jedi group that you first tried on adults, and you're going to try that on young people. That sounds pretty fascinating, right out of Star Wars there. What is a Jedi group?
Yes. Yes. So actually, I had So as a transformational coach, I help people overcome limiting beliefs in minutes. And in addition to facilitating one-on-one sessions, I also do speaking engagements. I write magazine articles and really helping people find their power, grow, and achieve. And I had gifted lesson one of Jedi training at the Million Dollar Mingle event. And Jedi training can also be referred to as Shaolin monk training. So in Jedi training, I help people tap into heart, mind, and body intelligence. And really, it's tapping into the benefits of this Shaolin monk Jedi training. It's really developing resiliency. That is the ability to bounce back faster. It's controlling one's own mind better, and it's creating peace from within. And there are actually video snippets of the Jedi training that can be found on my website. And it was very successful. I had a lot of people come up to me and share with me that they needed to hear the messages, that there were things that they can do. And I talk about tapping into our five senses for overall brain health and overall health. And so a friend of mine asked me to help her daughter's school with an after-school program. And so I also gifted the kids Jedi training through my nonprofit activities.
That sounds, you know, it just sounds strange, Jedi training, but it sounds like it must have been great. Let me ask you a question. I know you had a career in the world of aerospace engineering before you started to specialize as a transformational coach. Does that background help you in what you're doing right now? And if so, how? Tell me about
yes,
that.
Yes, it does help me. Yes, my background in aerospace engineering helped me in several aspects. One, I'm known for helping people get to root of problems very quickly. Once we understand the root cause, then we can find the most effective and efficient method to address that condition or situation. Well, as an engineer, it was always about problem solving and what's most energy efficient or what's the most efficient and effective method to proceed ahead. Another great element of what I've taken from my aerospace practice was really viewing everything as a system. And so now I'm working with people and looking at the whole body, brain, body, heart as a system. And, you know, our bodies are not just biochemical, they're bioenergetic, biomechanical, and so much more. And so when recognizing that there's no just one solution for an individual and having different tools in my toolkit or treasure chest, and creating that safe space for and sacred space for their wisdom to surface really guides us on the best path for that individual.
Well, it sounds just amazing what you do, and I am so glad you take the time out to talk with us and explain, because I think it's just fascinating what you're able to do and how you're able to help people. I want to point out you have a great website. The website, again, is Agnes Chow, and Chow is C-H-A-U, LLC. Go on the end of that, agneschowllc.com. Go there and learn more about what Agnes does and how she can help you. You never know, folks. If you're having limiting beliefs, maybe Agnes should be the one you should talk to help you out. Agnes, we'll be back again in 3 weeks on March 30th. We look forward to having you back as a guest, okay? I can't wait till you
Thank
come
you
back,
so
all
much.
Right?
Thank you so much, Doug. Appreciate
you're
you.
Very, very welcome. Thanks. Thanks, and have a great rest of your day in Phoenix out there. I know it's a beautiful day. And once again, we just loved having you here. So that'll do it for this broadcast, everybody. We hope you join us again soon. We'll see you next time. Till then, take care.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.